Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. One of the Pacific Northwest's most exciting live music series comes from the Early Music Guild of Seattle. On Harmonia this week, a sampling from recent seasons, including local and international artists performing music of the Spanish and Italian Renaissance, French Baroque, and J.S. Bach. Plus, a new release of keyboard music by Peter Phillips. Music of Peter Phillips. We heard German keyboardist Siegbert Rampe perform a Gagliarda and a setting of Orazio Vecchi's madrigal Se desio di fuggir. Rampe's performance is part of a recent offering and second volume of his endeavor to record the complete keyboard works of Phillips. Released on the D&G label, the recording features three instruments that were commonly heard in Phillips' day, the clavichord, harpsichord, and organ. Rampe plays on a copy of an original clavichord, yet employs an original Andreas Rucker's harpsichord and the Hans Scherer Jr. organ of St. Stephen's Church in Tangermünde, Germany. Formed over 30 years ago, the Early Music Guild of Seattle has been promoting the performance of medieval, Renaissance, Baroque, and classical music through numerous avenues. These include concerts, educational programs, Baroque opera, and a professional affiliate program. The Guild undoubtedly provides its audiences with many opportunities to both experience and enjoy excellent performances by local and international artists. The Guild's current executive director is August Denhard. We'll hear excerpts from the Seattle Early Music Guild's international series. Amsterdam Loki Stardust Quartet, a recorder ensemble, will perform two works from the Spanish Renaissance, the Battaglia Famosa and a Saltarello.
Thank you.
music of the Spanish Renaissance. We heard the recorder ensemble known as the Amsterdam Lurkey Stardust Quartet. Their live performance was part of the Seattle Early Music Guild's International Series. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to live performances from the Seattle Early Music Guild's concert series. The Guild also devotes its resources to promoting Seattle's local musicians. A recent recital series featured the viola da gambas Marguerite Tindemans and harpsichordist Jalon Stoppels Dupree. Their program was entirely devoted to the music of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
We heard excerpts from two works by Johann Sebastian Bach. First, harpsichordist Jalon Stapels-Dupri performed the Allemande and Courante from Bach's Partita No. 5 in G major. She then joined viola da gambist Marguerite Tindemans in the first two movements of Bach's Gamba Sonata in D major. Their live performance was part of an entire recital of Bach's music presented by the Early Music Guild of Seattle. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to performances from past seasons of the Early Music Guild of Seattle's concert series. Recently, the Guild's international series brought one of Europe's most vibrant ensembles, Musica Ad Rhenum. Led by American flutist Jed Wentz, the group features a dynamic continuo group consisting of cellist Job Techar and harpsichordist Michael Borgstede. The two were highlighted during the concert with a performance of Barrière's Sonata for Cello in C minor.
Thank you.
We heard cellist Yob Tehar and harpsichordist Michael Borgstede perform Jean Barrière's Sonata in C minor. Their live performance comes to us from the Seattle Early Music Guild's International Series. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're enjoying live performances from the Early Music Guild of Seattle's International Series. One of the Guild's most recent programs featured the ensemble Lucidarium in a concert of Jewish music and poetry from Renaissance Italy.
Yo no anguna mezquera, una y volcán.
Ensemble Lucidarium performs songs and dances from the Renaissance. Their live concert, entitled La Historia de Purim, was made up of music heard in Jewish-Italian communities during the 16th century. The Early Music Guild of Seattle presented the group as part of the 2007-2008 season. Our new release of the week features the German keyboardist Siegbert Rampe in Volume 2 of the complete works of Peter Phillips. Released on the D&G label, Rampe performs alternatively on clavichord, harpsichord, and organ. We'll hear him play a Galliard Pasamezzo on an original Rucker's harpsichord. We heard a Galliard by Peter Phillips. Keyboardist Siegbert Rampe was the performer as part of a new release of Phillips' complete works on the D&G label. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.